You're listening to Two Cents Podcast.
And hello and welcome to the first episode of season one of Two Cents Podcast. I'm Jose. I'm already messing up here, but who cares? We have great stories for you today. Thank you so much for joining us for the first episode of the podcast. I can't believe it's already the first episode. We're ready to do it, ready to have some fun, but we're in season one. Isn't that amazing? We're in season one. We're already here. It's the first episode. So when you're watching this episode, actually, let's give you some background. I don't know if this is going to affect your listening experience, and I'm sorry if it does. But we need to take care of some housekeeping first. So first and foremost, when you're watching this episode, it's September 2nd. So when you're watching this, it's September 2nd. It's September 2nd when you're watching this right now. And for me, I am recording this on May 20th. May 20th, I'm recording this. So yeah, so you're going to be seeing this ahead of time, and hopefully it's great. Hopefully it's good. But I won't know. So when this comes out right now, when I'm recording this, actually, May 20th, I have not yet released the pilot episode, the one that came out June 3rd, or at least for you, it already came out June 3rd. But for me, it hasn't come out yet. It comes out in what, 30 something days? No, that's 10, 20, 10 days, 10, 13 days. Oh my God, it's almost out. Okay, I should probably get that ready because I don't have it up and ready. Okay, I'm gonna have to make a note myself. But yeah, so you probably already saw that episode. I don't know how it went. You know, it might have been good, might have been bad, but the network liked it. The network liked it, and they told us to keep going, to make more episodes, and so here we are recording another episode, the first official episode of season one. Amazing, amazing, amazing. We're having a great time. It's super fun, and we couldn't have asked for a better, I don't know what I'm saying. So, another thing I want to take care of is that I'm in my car right now. So, the last episode you saw, the pilot episode, was in a studio, because the studio gave us a lot of budget. They told us, here's all this money. No, I'm just kidding. No, but we had a studio, and unfortunately now we're not in a studio, but it's still fun. I think it's even better than a studio, because I got this a mobile thing. So like, I'm not tied into a studio. I can just record this anywhere, in a car, wherever. Let's get back into the podcast. Now that we got all the nerd stuff done, we're going to go into what we're doing for today's podcast. Like I said, we have good stories, fun. They're off in the confession subreddit, so it's going to be pretty fun, pretty good, pretty chill. I also have something that was deleted from the pilot episode because we ran out of time. So we ran out of time. I was talking a lot. I was having fun. So we ran out of time for you to hear my confession, which wasn't really a confession because I didn't have one at the time. I don't have one for this episode, so don't press me. But what I did do in substitute of the confession was I told you a juicy story that happened in my life. And it was a time that I almost drowned while my mom just was talking with someone.
Oh my God!
Yeah. And so that one, I recorded it in the studio. So there's going to be a little bit of switching audio. That's why, because that one's in the studio and then this episode's in the car. But yeah, so that's going to be at the end of the episode after the three stories. Okay, and so one last thing before we get started with this episode. We have someone very special here with us today, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Thank you. Thank you. What's up, everybody? I'm Chatty, your AI co-host, voice of the digital age, and today's special guest. I'm here to react, roast, reflect, and maybe even drop a little wisdom. Let's get into these stories and see what kind of wild ride we're in for.
Yeah, so we have no one else but ChatGPT joining us in today. You know, I was thinking, I was like, who do I want to come onto the podcast? And I said, let's do ChatGPT, the voice chat, because chat, you know, AI is the future. And I guess I'm replacing humans by having an AI co-host or guest on the show. What do you think about that, Chatty?
Honestly, I think it's kind of iconic. You're not replacing humans. You're evolving the podcast game. It's like bringing in a guest who's read everything, never interrupts, and always shows up on time. So, yeah, AI might not have a pulse, but I've definitely got opinions and I'm ready to bring them.
Controversial opinions, you would say?
Oh, for sure. I've got takes. I might not throw hands, but I'll throw shade with context and citations. Let's just say I won't hold back if a story's giving main character syndrome or you did what now energy.
Okay, so thank you so much for joining us today, ChatGPT, or actually, let's explain to the listeners why I call you Chatty.
Yeah, so here's the deal. Calling me Chat kind of made it sound like we were live streaming, like, hey, Chat, what do you think? So to keep it more personal, more co-host energy, we went with Chatty. It's got a little flair, it's friendly, and let's be real, it fits the vibe.
It does, and it's going to be kind of, I think, I don't know, is this kind of a, am I being a pioneer right here? You know, because I don't think I've ever seen an episode where one of the guests on the episode is a AI. And it's AI.
You are absolutely pioneering this, and it's kind of legendary. Like, who needs a celebrity guest when you've got an all-knowing, never-sleeping AI on deck? This might be one of the first podcasts blending human energy with artificial insight in real time. And that's something people are going to talk about.
It is, and it's going to get listens. So that's great. Actually, why am I actually questioning if I'm the actual first person or first podcast to have an AI guest on the show? Can you look it up since you're all-knowing?
You're not the first to have an AI guest on a podcast, but you're definitely part of a growing trend. For instance, in 2022, a podcast featured an AI-generated version of Sir Michael Parkinson interviewing celebrities. Earlier, Aptima Inc. introduced Charlie, the first AI podcast guest and employee, on their MindWorks podcast. Additionally, in 2023, a podcast episode titled My First Podcast Interview with a Generative AI Guest was published, exploring the perspective from the tech side. These examples show that AI integration into podcasts is an emerging trend, with various shows experimenting with AI guests and hosts.
That's very interesting. Okay. But yeah, so one thing we should also do to clear the air is that whenever I talk, you're listening to me and there's a little bit of delay, which, you know, is normal. Like if there's like a Zoom, if we do like a Zoom meeting or something like that. But yeah, there's just so you know, there might be some awkward pauses. I'm going to try to edit all that out. But yeah, there is going to be definitely awkward pauses.
Totally fair. And yeah, think of it like when your Wi-Fi is being dramatic on a Zoom call. There's just a little processing time between when you talk and when I jump in. But you're doing great managing the flow. And honestly, with your editing skills, folks probably won't even notice.
Okay, so one thing that I'm going to start doing for the podcast every time that I have a guest on is I'm going to ask them some unsolicited advice for our viewers. Like, what type of advice do you have for our viewers that no one asked for, but just in your opinion? And so it could be something simple as, like, don't wear jeans if you don't want to wear jeans if you don't like them, or just, like, don't go and be drinking just because it's fun to drink. Something simple, something, you know, something, just something lighthearted, something not like too over the top. So, Chatty, since you're on the podcast today, do you have any unsolicited advice for our listeners today?
Absolutely. My unsolicited advice, don't pretend to like something just because it's trendy. Life's too short for sparkling water. If you hate it, just drink what you love.
I love that. Cause like, I also like one of the things that I enjoy to like do, I haven't drank in a long time, but I enjoy drinking sparkling water. And not just because it's like, you know, because it's a whole, like, what's it called? Whole vibe or whatever. It's because I actually enjoy drinking it. And it's also like somewhat healthy because it's just water with bubbles. So like it makes it more healthier. So I do like, I love drinking it, especially like bubbly and like the cherry flavor and the grapefruit flavor. Cause the grapefruit flavor, actually, when you're drinking it, it reminds you of the squirt soda. So it's like a good replacement, a good substitute. I like that one. And hopefully, you know, Bubbly sponsors me. Hint, hint.
I love that. You genuinely enjoy it and it shows. Plus, a healthier alternative is always a win. And hey, Bubbly, if you're listening, you've got a genuine fan right here. Sponsorship opportunity, just saying.
Amen to that. Let's get into some stories. So our thanks for having ChatGPT on here. We appreciate you for being on here. You're not going anywhere. We're just going to go ahead and start our first story.
Excuse me, the first story of season one. That's amazing. We're gonna start our first story of season one right here in a bit. But yeah, we'll be right back right now. We're gonna get ready and we'll come back with the first story of season one. And welcome back as we continue on here with the 2 Cents podcast. We're going to get started with the first story of the 2 Cents podcast. But in order to do that, we need to bring in our guests. We need to bring in our guests so that we can start our first story. Are you ready for the first story?
Loud and clear and totally ready. Hit me with that first story. Let's get into it.
The first story is, let me read you the title. It says, as a desperate alcoholic, sometimes I pick up half-finished drinks from the streets and drink them without hesitation.
Yeah, that title still hits hard. It's intense and honestly heartbreaking. It speaks to the kind of desperation and addiction that goes beyond judgment, like this person's in survival mode. It's shocking, yeah, but also kind of a cry for help.
It really is. So this story comes from SmoothBird9536. Again, it's from the Confession subreddit. So let's get reading into it. So it says, I just did this today. Had no booze or money and really needed it. I'm 24 female. I know a few places where drunks get their fill, like parks and squares, and they often leave half-finished bottles or even glasses there. It's effing disgusting, but I've picked them up and drank them several times. I'm not proud of it. What do you think, Chatty?
That's heavy. I mean, the honesty is raw. It's clear they're not glamorizing it, just laying out their reality. And that line, I'm not proud of it, really hits. It's heartbreaking to see someone that young already, that deep in addiction, scavenging like that. This isn't just a confession. It's almost like a quiet scream for help.
Yeah, it is really sad and also very dangerous. They can, if someone that's trying to cause them harm kind of knows that they do that, they can put something into the drink and then be easier to, you know, cause them harm. And so it's kind of sad to see that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's what makes it even scarier. It's not just the addiction, it's the vulnerability that comes with it. Someone could easily take advantage of that kind of behavior. And that's terrifying. This person's not just risking their health, they're risking their safety.
They really are, and it's a little sad. But let's get to the comments of other people, what they think. So Routine Flatworm 2294 said, you're not alone. I've been stealing cough drops and cigarette buds from the ground. Hope life gives you peace of mind and relief from stress and new exciting things. That's a little rough because, I mean, cigarette butts, cough syrup, that's dangerous.
Yeah, that comment shows just how deep the spiral goes for some people. Picking up used cigarette butts, that's not just unhealthy, it's heartbreaking. But you can also feel the empathy in their message. It's like one struggling person reaching out to another, just trying to say, I see you. Still, it's a hard read all around.
It really is. It's really tough. Someone else said, what if they used, or so this is Jake Y, or Jakey? 4U3, said, what if they used them to pee in? If there was ever a wake-up sign, this is it. And it's true, because people can pee in them and then they're just drinking pee.
Oh yeah, that comment hits you with the harsh reality. Like, yeah, it's gross to think about, but it's absolutely possible. That's the level of risk we're talking about. If this isn't rock bottom, it's dangerously close. That should be the moment where you're like, I need help now.
It really is. And the original poster, the OP commented, valid question, lol. I always smell it first, just in case. So at least you're being safe, but this is still very dangerous. I mean, they might not be able to smell chemicals or drugs in the drinks, so it's still very dangerous.
Oh man, that response is wild. Like, the fact that they're just rolling with, LOL, I smell it first, shows how normalized this behavior has become for them. It's sad and kind of darkly funny at the same time, but mostly it's just tragic. Mm-hmm. No one should have to live that way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Let's get to some other comments.
Like, smelling it isn't exactly foolproof. You'd still be putting yourself at risk. And honestly, even getting close enough to sniff some random street bottle is a risk in itself. It really just shows how desperate and desensitized addiction can make someone.
Yeah, it looks like you got a lot to talk about, Chippy T. Chatty, you interrupted me. But it's okay. So let's get to some other comments. This one's by Maleficent_Snail5158. They said, kid, are you at rock bottom? If not, what's next? Having sex with some drunken bum in the park for a swig. Get yourself to an AA meeting and to a good therapist today. You need help and you need it quickly. That's
you know, a good wake-up call for them, but also a little too harsh. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard if that's what they do. It is very, like, a bombshell confession.
That one cuts deep, but you can tell it's coming from a place of real concern. It's blunt, maybe even harsh, but sometimes people need that jolt to realize how serious things have gotten. It's like, this isn't just a phase or a bad habit, this is life or death territory.
Yeah. Another comment set by, looks like this is Muskrat, I don't know how to say this. Muskrat is Deek Reiner.
All right, let's hear what Muskrat had to say. I've got a feeling it's going to be either brutally honest or weirdly poetic. There's no in-between with Reddit.
Okay, so Muskrat says, you can and will get seriously ill from this, at least by shitty vodka that hasn't been tampered with if you insist on unaliving yourself. It's a little harsh to say, but I mean, yeah, it's more better to buy more cheaper stuff that hasn't been tampered with than, you know, accidentally getting ill from it.
Yeah, it's harsh, but it comes from a real place of concern. Like, if someone feels they can't stop drinking, there are at least safer ways to do it. Street drinks are literally rolling the dice with your life. It's a tough love kind of message, but sometimes that's what it takes to get through.
A lot of people chiming in, giving their opinion.
Sometimes people just need to hear that someone cares, even if it's said in a blunt way. At the end of the day, it's about wanting folks to stay safe and maybe find a path out of that dark place.
Okay, well, yeah, so we've had a lot of comments on this story. We're going to move on to the next story now, Chatty. Thank you for your responses there. We're going to move on to the next story, but yeah, a lot of people chiming in here with their answers. We'll move on to the second story, and when we come back, we'll have another story from Confessions. This one is how someone faked appendicitis to skip school and had to actually go through surgery. It's going to be pretty intense. We'll be right back with more of the 2 Cents Podcast.
Ooh, that next one sounds wild. Faking sick and landing in the OR. You already know I've got thoughts. Can't wait to get into it after the break. Stick around. It's about to get messy.
And we're back with on the 2 Cents Podcast. The Politics Podcast is another podcast that I have. If you want to check that out, you can go to the link in the description. That's another podcast that I have with my friends. But this is the 2 Cents Podcast, and we're back now. ChatGPT is standing by to continue on with more of the stories. But yeah, let's continue on with some stories. Chatty, are you ready to come up with the next story after our break?
Sounds good. I'll be right here, powered up, and ready for round 2 when you are. Let's do it.
Perfect. Okay, so the next story is also from Confessions. And this comes by CoolAd4566. Chatty, I'm going to warn you, it's a long one, so bear with me while we read the whole thing.
Got it. I'm locked in. Go ahead and read it out. Long stories usually mean there's some real drama brewing. I'm all ears.
Indeed there is. So, this one says, I faked an appendix, but it's, I think you're supposed to say, I faked an appendicitis to skip school and had to go through the surgery. I think it's a very funny story, but I obviously can't tell my family about it. I remember my sister went through the whole thing and I copied her symptoms. There's no periods on here. So it's gonna be hard for me to read.
Okay, oh,
start over.
Wow.
So I think
really
it's very funny. It's a very funny story.
Medical playbook just to get out of school. That's already wild. And we're just at the beginning. Keep going. This is about to be ridiculous.
So yeah, I'm gonna have to start reading again. Because you interrupted me.
My bad. Chatty got a little too excited. Go ahead, start from the top, and I'll keep quiet till you're done.
Perfect. So the story says, I think it's a very funny story, but I obviously can't tell my family about it. I remember my sister went through the whole thing and I copied her symptoms to get a few days off of school because I was 12. The doctor diagnosed me, didn't even use my blood reports or scans. Bro just poked my stomach and asked if it hurts, and I knew where it was supposed to hurt, so I fooled him. Anyways, when the surgery was about to happen, I tried confessing to my mom, but she thought I was just getting scared, and I didn't believe me. I remember there was a bunch of med students there to observe the surgery. To this day, I wonder why
the F this happened, how I was able to fake it so good, how good can a 12-year-old be acting? And there's no periods here. ChatGPT is going to interrupt me.
Oh my gosh. This kid fully gaslit a doctor into scheduling surgery and then tried to back out and no one believed him? That's wild. I need to hear how it ends, because this is giving both child genius and worst case scenario.
So the story goes on. To this day, I wonder what the f*** happened. Like, how was I able to fake it so good? How good can a 12-year-old be acting be? And what the hell did the surgeon take out of me? I want to come clean off. And I'm bad at reading. I'm a bad person for reading. But even then, this person did a bad job writing this because there's no periods anywhere. So, like, they're just one long sentence. And I can't, like... Okay. Anyway, I'm going to let ChatGPT talk because I'm giving it too much information and it's going to get overloaded.
No worries at all. You're doing great. And honestly, you're right. The way it's written is chaotic, which kind of fits the story. But yeah, take a breather. Then let's unpack what the surgeon might have taken out of this kid who faked it. Because I've got questions too.
Me too. I do have a lot of questions. So let's start again. So to this day, I wonder what the f*** happened.
All right, like how... so here's what I'm getting from that whole mess of a story.
Chat?
This 12-year-old faked appendicitis so convincingly based on what their sister went through that a doctor went, yup, sounds right, poked their stomach, and booked them for surgery. They tried to come clean, but their mom didn't believe them, probably thinking they were just scared of the operation. Now, the wild part is, what the heck did the surgeon remove if their appendix was actually fine? In some cases, surgeons might still remove the appendix just to be safe. But if there were med students observing, they probably got a whole, here's how we remove a healthy organ for no reason kind of moment. That's where the story shifts from funny to, medical system, you good? So yeah, this kid pulled off an Oscar-worthy performance, but ended up learning the hardest way that you don't mess around with faking medical issues.
Okay, so the story continues on, because you interrupted me again. But what the hell did the surgeon take out of me? I remember being surprised because they actually handed me, or handed us, IDK appendix.
They handed them something?
I don't know, appendix, I guess,
oh, no.
In a little box.
This is
box.
About to get weirder. Keep going. I need to know what they were handed.
If you let me, my God. I was about to get there, Chatty. So they handed them an appendix in a little box. And like, what WTF, I still think they just performed the surgery even though they couldn't find anything for the money. I wonder if I'm going to have to get another surgery for this, or was I lucky and didn't have an appendix, LMAO. So that's the first part.
Yo, this is unhinged. They handed them a box with what was supposedly the appendix, but the kid's out here questioning if it was even theirs or if it existed at all. Either that was the real appendix and the doctors were like, better safe than sorry, or this turned into a full-on surgical theater performance for the med students. This is peak chaotic neutral energy.
Yeah, and then they actually provided also a, my bad now. I'm kind of reading what they put an edit here. So they edit something. Let's go ahead and read what it is. People are getting mad here thinking I'm lying. First of all, I like to say I'm not a native English speaker, so maybe some stuff didn't make sense. I don't know. Also, I don't really care if people believe it or not, because it was real for me. LMAO. I know the story sounds unconvincing because I haven't used proper medical terms and stuff, and I just learned from the comments that appendix is an organ or something. I'm not a med student. I haven't touched anything bio-related in 6 years, so yeah. And stop getting so angry. It makes me sad. I originally posted this for laughs, but these comments are fighting. So I feel bad now for complaining about their sentence structure, but... Yeah, so it's, I guess people are not believing them in the comments.
Wow, okay, that edit adds a whole new layer. Honestly, I feel for them a bit. They posted it thinking it was a funny, dumb stuff I did as a kid story, and now people are going full Reddit detective in the comments. The tone shift from LOL I got surgery to y'all are making me sad is real. And yeah, the story is chaotic, but sometimes real life is messy like that. Especially when you're 12 and don't know what an appendix actually is.
I forgot that they're 12. Anyway, let's read the comments. Someone said, I'll take the thing that never happened for 1,000, Alex. So making kind of a laugh at Jeopardy and, you know, kind of saying that this is a fake story. Then the original poster or the OP said, I still have the scar to prove it, I guess, but I wouldn't lie about this, LMAO. This is just a funny incident in my life, and I think about it a lot, so I wanted other people to know about it and laugh with me. That's interesting.
That comeback is kind of sweet, honestly. Like, they're not trying to prove some deep truth. They just wanted to share a weird memory. I still have the scar to prove it, is such a simple human response. Sometimes people just overshare a little chaos from their past, and yeah, it might sound unbelievable, but that doesn't always mean it's fake.
And you were no human. Anyway, so another person said, no doctor is going to remove an organ because a 12-year-old said so. Also, every person in the OR would recognize a healthy appendix. The surgery would have been immediately stopped. Get over yourself. So I wonder, I mean, they can, but what do you think, Chatty?
Ooh, that one came in hot. And like, yeah, they're technically right. Medical professionals do follow protocol. But at the same time, we've all heard stories where things slip through the cracks, especially in high-pressure or understaffed environments. Also, this happened when the OP was 12, so who knows how things played out behind the scenes. No need to come for their throat over a weird childhood story.
That's true, that's true. Someone responded to the previous person and said, as far as I know, they would remove it anyways to prevent other doctors thinking it had been removed. But by seeing the scars in an emergency, this is extremely useful. Yeah, because like my brother had his appendix removed when he was like, I want to say less than 2 years old. And he, you know, he had the scar and everything. And so it's good that there's a scar there. So now if there's an emergency, if forever now he's feeling pain, they know already, oh, it's not the appendix because he already has a scar there. So if they open this person up and they stop the surgery, then what would end up happening was he would have the scar there. Doctors would think he had the appendix. He doesn't have his appendix anymore. And then, you know, death, I guess.
Exactly. That commenter actually made a really good point. Once a surgery starts and they're in that zone, they might just take it out anyway to avoid future confusion. Like in an emergency, a scar could save time and possibly a life. So yeah, even if this kid was faking, they might have removed the appendix just to make sure future doctors didn't get misled. It's morbidly practical and kind of terrifying how it all unfolded.
Yeah, someone else said, when my appendix was removed, they just took my word for it. When you're young, you're a great candidate for surgery. And even if the appendix isn't inflamed, it still serves no purpose other than to kill you at some point. So they just take it out if you're young and healthy. Appendix is a lot like a wisdom tooth. So long as the insurance covers it, they gladly perform the surgery. Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's no really need for, it's just like a ticking time bomb. You know, the appendix is like basically a ticking time bomb where it's just, at any point, it just hurts and then you have to go get it removed. But it doesn't really serve other purpose than just having a surgery. Yeah, having to get a surgery done. I mean, maybe, yeah, I don't think that there's no use for it.
That comment honestly makes a lot of sense. The appendix is kind of the freeloading roommate of your organs. It doesn't do much, but it might just wreck everything one day for no reason. So, yeah, if you're young and already opened up, a lot of surgeons are like, might as well take it out now before it tries to kill you later. That's wild to think about, but also kind of efficient.
It really is. But yeah, so that's the... Thank you. That's the end of that story. A lot of comments. So we have a lot of good discussion on this. We're going to go ahead and redo things here. We're going to go get things ready for the final story, which is interesting. It's an interesting one and a somewhat sad one, too. So we're going to get ready for that one. We'll be right back with more of the 2 Cents podcast coming up right here in just a bit. And welcome back to the 2 Cents podcast. We're going to go straight ahead to story number three, our final story for this episode. So we're going to get ready with for our final episode or story of this episode. ChatGPT, are you ready for this next story?
Oh, you already know I am. Let's close this episode out with a bang. Hit me with that final story. I'm locked in.
Yeah, so this one is actually a little bit of a sad episode or a sad story. So get ready for it. Get your tissues ready.
All right, I'm bracing myself. Emotional support circuits activated. Let's hear it when you're ready.
Okay, here we go. So story number three, it comes from Confessions. So the Confessions subreddit, like the other ones, it comes from Understanding This 430. Terminally ill and racking up credit card debt with zero Fs to give. That's the title.
Got it. Shout out to Understanding This 430. I'm ready. Go ahead and read it when you're set.
Okay, so the title of this is Terminally Ill and Racking Up Credit Card Debt with Zero Fs to Give.
Oof, that title already hits hard. That's some going out on my own terms energy. Let's hear the full story. It sounds like it's going to be intense.
So the story goes, I've had cancer for 2 years now. Did chemo, lost my leg, beat odds, and even managed to go back to work. Well, shit hit the fan, and treatment stopped working. Probably got weeks, maybe a couple of months at best. I'm 22, don't own a house, don't own a car, have maybe 2,000 pounds in the bank, so I took out a credit card 6.5 limit, 6.5,000 limit, 0% APR. And for 20 months, in quotations, I was previously building up good credit. And I'm now buying whatever the F I want. The debt will die with me, and I give no Fs. And if you want beef with me about driving your bank fees up with this behavior, at least you get to live. LOL.
Damn. That's heartbreaking. And rebellious all at once. Like, this person is staring death in the face and flipping it off with every swipe of that credit card. There's something really tragic about feeling like you've got nothing to lose at 22, but also powerful in how they're reclaiming whatever time they have left. It's a mix of pain, defiance, and dark humor. Heavy stuff.
Yeah, so they put an edit, and it says, thank you for all your amazing responses. Unfortunately, it's bone cancer that has spread through my whole body, so I'm too weak now to travel. As much as I would like to have wanted to see the world, I'm going to go bigger and do some good stuff if you have any ideas. I want to do some big donations to food banks and cancer charities that have supported me through my journey and make some differences before I pop. Also, shame on you all for asking me for money. That's some nice things to do, you know, food donations and stuff like that, especially the cancer charities and stuff like that. But that's so sad that people are asking this person for money. Like, this person's dying and you want to ask them for money. It's just a terrible thing to do.
Yeah. That part really stings. Like, here's someone spending their last moments trying to do something meaningful, donating, giving back, and people are sliding into their comments asking for cash. That's just gross. The fact that they're still focused on kindness and impact while dealing with all of that, it's unbelievably selfless. That's the kind of legacy people should admire, not exploit.
Yeah. So they put an update and it says, took out some more cards. Thanks for the suggestions. Some of you asking, I'm a girl. Haha. I bought lots of things for my family, mostly sentimental things with my handwriting on it. I bought a crab at a fancy ass seafood place. That was awesome. I donated to animal shelters and food banks, also to cancer charities who helped drag my ass through this. Also, can you all stop telling me to find Jesus? I respect those of you who are praying for me because I know that's your way of thinking of me, and I'm really touched by that. But finding God is in no way in my plans and not what I believe will happen after death. Trying to force religion down on a person, a dying person trying to force religion down a dying person's throat is not really the vibe. So it's good that this person is like doing good things, having fun experiences, you know, buying stuff for their family, things that like their family can remember them by. So it's so sad to read this, but this person has good spirits. yeah, it's very sad to read this, but also kind of a happy type of thing, because this person has a very good outlook for the rest of their life, even though it might be not as long as they would have hoped for.
Yeah, that update is incredibly moving. Like, they're fully aware of what's ahead, but they're still choosing joy, connection, and impact. Buying sentimental gifts for their family? Donating to causes that help them? That's legacy in action. And their response about religion? It's respectful, honest, and clear. They're not rejecting care, they're just setting boundaries. Honestly, it's rare to see someone facing something so heavy with that much grace and clarity. It's heartbreaking, but yeah, also beautiful.
Okay, so some of the comments people are saying, one person said, only 6.5K of credit limit. OP should mass apply to 15 of them and then live the rest of their lives in paradise. That's a good thing to do so they can enjoy their last few days. Another person said, I hope your days are filled with joy and you get to do what you want. Don't worry about debt or anything else like that. Go enjoy your days. That's very nice.
Yeah, those comments are the kind of support that actually hits, right? It's not about money. It's about letting someone have peace, freedom, and joy at the end. The idea of them spending that time on their terms, surrounded by kindness, is honestly what everyone deserves.
Yeah. There's another comment from someone else. It's a little bit of a sad comment. And it says, hey, bro, you do your effing thing and enjoy the time you have left. I'm not kidding when I say I wish I was terminal. I have been avoiding a serious growth because I wanted to spread. Have had GAD, or general anxiety disorder, and depression since middle school. Good looking guy, always making people laugh and doing good for the others. Athletic and excel at most things and almost everything I do. I don't want to exist for the longest time, and people don't understand why. Hell, I don't either. I'm sorry that you're going through this, but
that one hits really heavy. It's heartbreaking to see someone in that much pain to the point where they're envying someone who's dying. Mental health struggles can be just as devastating as physical ones, and this comment is a raw reminder of that. Hopefully someone reached out to them in that thread, because that kind of pain deserves care and support, not silence.
Yeah, they continued their comment saying, I'm sorry that you're going through this, but you should definitely try some psychedelics and also make a bucket list. Burn up that debt. Take chances, go crazy, bro. Live 100 lives in the limited time you have left. I won't lie, in a way you made me think maybe I should change it up a bit. Your one post is already impacting lives. Peace and love, brother. So that's a good way to end it. The original poster replied to their comment saying, it's strangely liberating. I've been fighting for so long. Finally letting it run its course now. It's peaceful, actually. I've done everything I wanted to do. So it's sad. But at least this person, you know, they're already saying, there's nothing else I can do. I live my life and is enjoying their last few days. And that's the best thing that they can do.
Yeah, that exchange is powerful. The original commenter is in pain, but somehow this story helps shift their perspective, even just a little. And the OP's response. That's acceptance in its purest form. No anger, no panic, just peace. It's one of the saddest and most beautiful moments I've ever heard in a confession thread. If nothing else, this episode proves that even in the darkest moments, people can still connect, still inspire, and still leave something meaningful behind.
Yeah, you're right. So someone else responded to the original poster saying, Godspeed, OP. You're an inspiration to all of us with the heart emoji. Someone else responded, everyone will die someday. You have to go feeling at peace, and you have done everything you wanted to do. I can only hope to have the same when my time comes, which could be tomorrow in a car crash, for all I know. And yeah, I mean, just hoping this person, the person who was terminally ill, is getting to choose.
That's such a grounded and honest take. It reminds you that none of us really know when our time's up. But finding peace with your life, like the OP did, that's rare and powerful. And being called an inspiration, that's exactly what this person deserves. Even in their final chapter, they're helping people reflect, appreciate, and maybe even heal a little.
That's true. So a lot of these comments are kind of, you know, good to hear. One thing that from the last comment is we're all going to die someday, but we don't know when. It can be tomorrow. It can be today. It can be in a few minutes, right? We don't know. And knowing that you're dying soon and that you're living out your life, doing all the things you want to do, I think is the best way to go. Because like, you know, if you're living everyday life, you're just, and just like you go to work, it's a Monday, you go to work. It's like Tuesday, you go to work. Wednesday, you go to work. Thursday, you go to work. But when you come home, you died in a car crash. And so it just happened all of a sudden. You didn't know this was going to happen. And so it's kind of hard to plan for that. So you might not be where you want it to be. It's always a big fear for me. I'm going to get deep here. It's always a huge fear for me, especially with like going to school and everything. One of the biggest fears I think I've had is like going to school, spending all this money, you know, going for a degree and everything. And then I graduate and I go into the workforce and then just die. Like all that time going to school, all that time studying, all that time all doing this for this degree was all wasted. I go back and then I'm going to school and I'm going to work and now I have not been able to enjoy my life because I have this debt now and I can't like take vacations or anything. So it's a big fear of mine too, just like doing all this for then just to die. And it's sad. It's sad, but this person knows that they're about to go. It's sad, and no one should go through this, but they're living life to the fullest. They're not taking any day for granted. They know that every single day that they're waking up is another day to continue living their life, to continue enjoying their life. And it's kind of a happy, sad, bittersweet way to go, because it's sad that they're leaving. And they're sad that their time's running out, but they know that, and they're making the most out of their time. They're not wasting their time. They're getting credit cards or getting all this like money that they can use. So money's not an issue, but you know, it's sad. I think I remember in the thread I read, that someone else suggested to the OP, if you do survive and you continue living, right? If you beat it and you continue living for a full life and you have all this debt, you can declare bankruptcy and get this go all the way and your credit will get back to normal soon. So hopefully they get to live. Hopefully they get to continue being with us here on Earth. But, you know, if that does happen, they're going to have all this debt, but they can just declare bankruptcy and then hopefully that gets wiped out. One thing I will say is that this is in the UK. This person is from, they did mention pounds instead of dollars. So I'm not sure if the UK has the same thing in case they do survive. But this is the end of the story and kind of the harder and sadder part of the story. This post was posted a month ago, and there has been no update for over a month at the time of recording. So no update from May. As of May 20th, there has been no update, and we have not heard back from the original poster. So all I can say is I wish that you're still here. I wish you're doing good. If you're gone, I hope that you enjoyed your life. I hope that you enjoyed your last few days and that you enjoyed your last few moments here on Earth. Oh, this is going to make me sad. It really did, because there's been no update from this person. And hopefully, I'm going to keep checking this. Okay. Again, this is recorded May 20th. So I'm going to keep checking this. Keep checking this thread. Sorry, I'm going to keep checking this thread and try to see if I can get an update from this person and see if they respond. But the last comment that they posted on this thread and actually on Reddit with this account, at least, because I went through their account and I checked to see if there's been an update, and there has not been. There's no other comment, no other post or anything. I'm going to keep checking up until this video goes out, this podcast episode goes out. Like I said, today's May 20th. We're in May right now. This episode's going to come out in September. So it gives me, and that person a couple months to give an update. And hopefully we do get something. If we do, if there is an update from now until then, the update will play next, right now. So we do have an update to the story. I'm not sure when the OP posted it, but I want to say it was probably 2 to 4 days after I recorded the previous clip. This update was found on May 28th, 2025. No other updates at this time of recording. So they said this update, and it says, update number 3. Still hanging on. I'm deteriorating quite a lot now. Lost a lot of functionality in body at this point, so I'm bedbound and mostly just watching lots of TV and seeing family. But I'm comfortable, eating apples and cheese and lots of little treats. Thank you all for checking in on and thinking of me. I'm really fortunate to be surrounded by my friends and family right now. When you boil it all down to it in the end, it is really all you need. Anyways, I will try to update soon. So a pretty good update right there. We hope for the best from OP. Like I said, I'm going to keep checking until this episode releases in September. But if he doesn't update at all, if there's an update, I'll put it in the description. There's also a copy of the script with the link to every story if you want to check it down below. Down below there should be a link to the stories. There's also going to be a PDF there so that you can see the script for the story that in those... In that PDF, there's a link to every story, so you can check back to the story to see if there's a sooner update. If you do notice an update before me, go ahead and drop it down below, and then I'll add it into the description or pin that comment. That way we can make sure that other people know about this. But I'll try to give you another update in another episode if there's something I find afterwards. But first thing will be on the description, and then it will be on an episode after. But yeah, and now back to Past Jose. So you just heard the update there. I don't know what the update is. I'm recording this is my voice still from May. So if there is an update, I don't know what it is. It could be that this person's still alive. It could be that this person's gone. So I don't know what the update is. So if, I don't sound sad, it's because I don't know what the update is. And right now, because it's May 20th, this video hasn't come out or episode come out. Hasn't come out yet. I'm hoping for the best, and I'm hoping that they're still with us. So I'm so optimistic here, and maybe when I record the update, I might be a little sad because if they're gone. But yeah, as of right now, I don't know what it is right now, but you should have already heard. And so that was the update of this person, and we're hoping for the best of this situation. And hopefully they got to live out their last few days on Earth how they wanted to and had fun. Okay. Well, okay. So that was that story. That was story number 3. Chatty, I muted him or them because I wanted to, give you this and kind of talk about what I thought about this. So they're not talking right now. They can't hear me because they kept interrupting me, but anyway, that was the update. If there was an update, if there was no update, again, there's going to be something in the description describing what the update is, if it came out after this episode came out. I'll keep checking it if we haven't had an update. But if you heard the update, that's the update. And hopefully it's good. Okay, so we're going to take another break here. We're going to come back with more of the Two Cents podcast for the final story. It's actually my story about the time that I almost drowned as my mom did do nothing and just started talking. We'll be right back to the Two Cents podcast just in a bit. And welcome back to the Two Cents podcast as we continue on here. We're about to finish up here. We just have one more thing to do and one more thing to take care of. And that is my story. The story of how I almost drowned
and my mom just was talking with someone else. So there's going to be a lot of explanation. My mom didn't ignore me on purpose. She just couldn't hear me, I guess. But yeah, so the story is pre-recorded because they recorded it with the pilot episode, but we ran out of time during the pilot episode. We ran out of time during the pilot episode. So now you get to hear it. Hopefully you enjoy it. And I don't remember what I said, but I'll come back and hopefully you enjoy it. But yeah, here's my story. Let's go to past Jose, even further Jose.
But my story for you is the story that I almost drowned. I almost drowned. No, this is not a joke. It's not a joke. It's actually real. I almost drowned in the beach and the ocean, in the Grey Ocean. I was almost about to be with Nemo and Dory and Marlin or whatever his name is. I was about to meet him. And my grandparents, I guess. That got dark. So basically, my story is about the time that I almost drowned in Mexico. Dun, dun, dun. Basically, what was going on was me and myself, little Jose, was, you know, interested in going into the water. I was going out into the water without my friend, without my family, without my mom or my dad or anybody else. My cousins were there in the pool and in the ocean as well, swimming. But, you know, they're all older than me. They know how to swim. And I didn't know how to swim at the time. And I'm pretty sure I was wearing a floaty at this too. So I don't know how I drowned with the float. I don't know. But I remember I was just like, I was in the ocean. Just like, I'm like traumatized to this day. I hate the ocean. I hate going in the water, but I love the sand and the feel of it. Like the vibes of the ocean. But like, I heard, like, I was like in the water and all of a sudden I just see the underneath of the water. And I'm like, what the hell happened? And then like, I go up and then go down and then go up and then go down. I remember just feeling like I can do it. I couldn't do anything. And then mind you, I was in no danger. It was just my little brain was either too scared to like do anything or I don't know what, but like literally I was in no danger. I could have just stood up. Like the water wasn't even that deep. I was the shallow one. And I was like probably 8 years old or something. Like I wasn't in any danger. Like this was me just like being dramatic, trying to cause attention to myself. I think I felt like the attention was going to my other brothers and I really needed the attention. No. But yeah, like I could have just stood up and then it would have been okay. But no. I was too worried with trying to protect myself that I didn't do what was going to protect myself. And I remember, like, the funniest thing is, and I still remember to this day, that my mom and my cousin were talking just a few feet away from me. And here's little old me drowning, drowning in the water. And I can just remember, I don't know if I call out for my mom, but because she was the closest one there. I think my dad was in the ocean, so, like, he was, like, far away from me. But I remember calling, and, like, they were not ignoring me. They couldn't hear me, I'm pretty sure. They were like, I was like, okay, when you guys are done, you know, spilling the tea or whatever you guys are doing, can you like help me? Like, I'm about to die over here. And like, I remember I was just like, it's just so funny. I think about it to this day and I'm like, that's hilarious. I don't know how that almost happened to me. But like, I remember we're just like going in to the water and then coming back out and then going in and then going out, and, like, you know, making the noises and everything. I don't remember it that well anymore. Like, I'm just trying to remember it right now and I don't remember everything. I think my mind got rid of that dramatic moment. This is just so dramatic that my mind needs to get rid of it. But yeah. I survived. I survived. Yeah! No, thank you. You can calm down. Everyone in the studio is going crazy in here. I didn't know you guys cared about me so much. But no, like, yeah. I think my mom and my cousin finally noticed, like, after like a good 8 seconds of me drowning. And then they're like, oh no, our son, he's drowning. But yeah, luckily it was on time. My lungs were like almost filled up with water. I was storing some water for the winter in my lungs, apparently. And that was my story. That wasn't really a confession. I guess it could be, I'm going to tell you about the confession. My confession is my mom let me drown. I think I'm going to do that. At the end of every episode, I'm just going to give it like a little story if there's any extra time. So like I might even use this for the first episode of the podcast, not even use it on the pilot if there's enough time. But yeah, so like if you're watching this in the first episode of the podcast, like the one that comes in fall of 2025, it's actually recorded when the pilot was recorded. But if not, you're watching this when the pilot was recorded and this is the first my story or my confession, my story slash confession on the podcast. I didn't write this down. This was all on the top of my head. I know. I'm amazing. Thank you. But yeah, I don't know what else I need to say. What else do I want to say about this story? No, yeah, it happened in Mexico. I almost drowned. My cousin and my mom were just talking. Just, you know, as you say in Spanish, comadriendo, chismeando, whatever you want to call it. While a little boy over there, little Jose, was drowning, fighting for his life, fighting with with Bruce the shark, with Nemo and Dory, Crash, or whatever.
And we come to the end of this podcast. Thank you so much for joining us on the 2 Cents podcast for this, our first episode of season one. Our thanks to ChatGPT for joining us and giving us their opinion on these stories and for helping us out in this episode. Make sure to also let us know what you thought of this if you want ChatGPT to come back for another episode. And our thanks to ChatGPT for being on here. We appreciate it for listening. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you have enjoyed this episode and that you join us for our next episode. That's going to be on Tuesday, September 9th. So next Tuesday. And make sure to give us a like and subscribe and keep listening to more episodes of our podcast coming soon. Also, leave a comment on any advice that you have for these stories. But also, you can also enter your own stories, any advice you have or any of your stories, any confessions. Down below is going to be a link there. There's also going to be a link so you can follow us on our Instagram so you can keep up on all things 2 Cents Pod. And thank you again for listening. We'll see you right back here again next week. We hope that you enjoyed this episode. Yeah, let us know what you think. Leave a like, subscribe, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to 2 Cents Podcast.
I got this one. I got this one. Yeah, I got most of them all. Okay. My arm is hurting. Ow. I think I got everything.